This is KNPR and KNPR.org. I'm Rick Andrews. Organized labor came calling in Reno some 75 years ago. Here's Senator Richard Bryan with Nevada Yesterdays.
As the story went, reported by Mark Twain,
in the name of the people of the United States, to whom you bold an arm.
The stage is set in Nevada for the 35th nuclear explosion.
Donald Campbell, the fastest man on water on Lake Mead, Nevada.
Be lady tonight.
July 4th is a day for commemorating American independence in 1776. In 1949 in Nevada, there were some special fireworks for the occasion. Those fireworks have lasted for generations. On that 4th of July weekend, the Culinary Union struck in the Reno Sparks area. The members had their usual reasons. The workers wanted all hotel service workers to be part of that contract, including maids, telephone and elevator operators, custodial staff, and bellhops. They also wanted higher pay. They called for a walkout on July 2nd at noon, when the parade would start to open the annual three-day Reno Rodeo. Mayor Francis Smith asked them to wait until July 6th, when the rodeo was done. The union said no. The Employers' Council announced that a strike against any of their member businesses would lead to them closing. The rodeo went on, and owners and executives worked in the trenches. On the 5th, Reno's restaurant and bar strike settled down to just an ordinary labor dispute. 42 bars closed, and workers walked out at 55 restaurants. Picket lines went up at several properties, and other unions refused to cross them. The Reno Chamber of Commerce passed a resolution against the strike and blamed outsiders for inciting it. At that time, the chamber president was George Wingfield, the one-time mining, banking, and hotel kingpin who had been called the owner and operator of Nevada and who had helped break a miner strike in Goldfield 4 decades before. At Wingfield's Riverside Hotel, wealthy developer Norm Biltz tended bar. A citizens' committee came together to serve about 9,000 meals in Pounding Park for visitors to Washoe County. On July 8th, the casino operators and the union came to an agreement. On July 10th, the Nevada State Journal reported, Reno was at peace and licking its wounds yesterday. But that was not the case. That Labor Day, first-term Congressman Walter Baring spoke at a Sparks celebration. He attacked a law passed in 1947 by the Republican Congress, the Taft-Hartley Act. Among other things, Section 14B of that bill permitted what we called right-to-work laws, meaning unions couldn't require companies to fire workers who didn't join their organization. President Harry Truman vetoed it, but Congress overrode him. Nevada business leaders saw an opportunity. They formed the Committee of 1,000, to pass right-to-work legislation in Nevada. They got signatures for an initiative petition, winning support from those who weren't union members and didn't think too highly of them. It had to win the support from voters twice to become law. It did, gaining majorities in 1950 and 1952 and taking effect in 1953. Labor leaders tried 3 times in the next few elections to repeal it through initiative petitions, but fell short each time. Business people upset by these efforts were able to pass an initiative to make it harder to get initiative petitions on the ballot. Today in Nevada, organized labor, especially the culinary union, retains a significant amount of political power, but Nevada remains a right-to-work state. This is Senator Richard Bryan urging you to join me next time for more Nevada Yesterdays.
Nevada Yesterdays is written by UNLV history professor Michael Green and is supported by Nevada Humanities.